Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. It all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty, traveling the world in her hot air balloon, exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. She's been to Paris, Rome, Athens, Amsterdam, and her new adventure, London. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So we're bringing you even more resources on the Kiki's Big Adventures website, on this podcast, and more. This first season, we're featuring travel moms and their summer family adventures from Paris and Portugal to Rome and Amsterdam. They're sharing their trip highlights, tips, and advice to help you. Whether you're planning or just daydreaming, adventure awaits. In this episode, we're talking with travel mom Amanda. This summer, she visited Portugal and Spain with her husband Scott and her two kids, Emmeline, 9 years old, and Beckett, 12. Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures podcast.
Thank you.
You're my first interview.
I'm so excited.
It's so exciting. So you guys had some fun family adventures this summer.
Yes,
Where'd you go?
This summer, the children and Scott and myself traveled to Portugal, to three different places in Portugal, and then we went to Spain, which was an amazing summer trip.
That's great. How long did you guys take?
We went for 2 weeks. And cool. We stayed in Portugal for half the trip and Spain the other half.
And the kids are how old?
The kids are 9-year-old Emmy or Emmeline and 12-year-old Beckett.
What made you pick Spain and Portugal?
A friend said, do you want to join us in Portugal this summer? About a year ago. And we thought, why, yes, we do. And instead
instead of our
usual trip to the beach, we decided, let's take the kids abroad and expose them to these wonderful cultures across the pond.
That's great. And this isn't the first time that they've been out of the country, right?
No. 2 years ago, they did Italy and France and Switzerland.
Wow.
So they're seasoned international.
They are. Got all those stamps on the passports. That's cool. So you decided to go to Portugal, and then because your friend was going, and then you added on Spain?
Yes.
Where did you go to look for information while you were planning the trip?
So mainly the internet and researched on Pinterest.
Okay.
Researched on TripAdvisor. And we actually talked to some people that are native Portuguese.
Cool.
We also talked to some native Barcelonians who gave us wonderful suggestions there. And then we read some books.
What was the best part of the trip for you?
I think my children agree the best part of Portugal was our guided kayak tour through the caves in Portugal.
Cool.
It was down in the Algarve, which is the southernmost region, and it's considered the beach areas. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen sea caves or these rock structures coming out of the ocean. And we were able to go in and out of little caves, and
yeah.
He had stories about each place we visited. There was a maze one. There was a
cool
living room. It was very fascinating.
Neat. So that was like for you, for the family. That sounds like
I think
like
for
that
the family, we all agreed that was our favorite expedition.
Okay. What about you? Like, what did you get any me time or you and Scott have any time?
We stayed in a beautiful resort in Sintra, which is about 30 minutes outside of Lisbon, the major city and capital. I really loved the Penalonga Resort. It was nestled in a state park with an amazing array. Nothing around you except trees and nature.
Wow.
There were wonderful hikes.
The pictures you sent me looked amazing.
The hiking just in the resort was amazing. They had a Michelin star restaurant. Not that we partook. But we did have a wonderful time with a sommelier learning about Portuguese wine. And I really think Sintra was my favorite.
That's cool. Cool. Okay, so you were half the trip in Portugal, then you guys went to Spain.
We get hired a driver, which is a great call because it can be very expensive to rent a car and drive across borders, even in the EU. I think my favorite in Spain was definitely Seville. It's a charming old European city that wasn't overrun with American tourists. The people were phenomenal. The tapas was delicious. I loved the vibe in Seville.
And then you ended up in Barcelona.
Barcelona was a giant city.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It was bustling, overrun with American tourists. We heard English everywhere. I wouldn't necessarily go back there when I loved the charm of Seville so much more.
Any, like, so top 2 to 3 pieces of tips or advice from this trip?
I would say pack light. We ended up packing everything into carry-ons so that we didn't have to worry about changing flights. I would say immerse yourself in the neighborhoods. There are beautiful, wonderful neighborhoods in each town we were in.
And you just walked around
and explored. And stopped in restaurants. We talked to people. The one neat fact about Portugal is they all learn English by fifth grade.
I was going to ask you about language.
So it's not an issue in Portugal, but I also enjoyed the exotic non-English in Spain.
Anything you wish you had done on the trip that you didn't get to do?
I wish we would have explored more the smaller towns on the Algarve. Lagos was a busy, bustling, touristy beach town.
And that's where y'all stayed?
That was beautiful and a fun trip. But there are so many more smaller, more quaint towns along the Algarve that I want to go back and see.
Okay. So I was going to ask you, like, where would you go back to?
I would 100% go back to Lisbon. Mm-hmm. I would 100% go back to the Algarve and do a day with the sea caves and possibly explore more of the southern beach towns. I would 100% go back to Seville.
Okay.
Loved it.
Barcelona, check.
Barcelona, done.
Yeah. It's a great place to see, right? I mean, Gaudi.
Right. We love the Gaudi things. We love.
And it's great because it's on the water, so that kind of makes it.
It's a beautiful city, but a very big city.
Favorite meal is one
that
stands
out. The tapas in Seville, we had some of the most amazing sea bass. We had steak that was melt in your mouth. The tapas was so interesting and totally different flavors of things you wouldn't normally combine.
Very cool.
My favorite meal in Portugal was the sea bass. They're known for sea bass, and it was flaky and light. I had it probably 3 different restaurants, and it was delicious everywhere.
Awesome. And you got into what wine they have there?
I really like the Portuguese Vinho Verde. It comes from the northern region, and it's a light, crisp, very palatable white wine.
That went very well with all of the food.
Yeah. I also had a very good rosé from the middle Alentejo region that I wrote down. The rosé was like a French rosé, dry, not sweet, delicious. But most of the wines we loved in Portugal do not get distributed here.
Interesting. Next trip you're planning or dreaming about? Anything on the horizon?
Yes. We're thinking of Greece in 2 summers.
So you're thinking like Athens and the islands?
Definitely Athens.
Yeah.
But then a couple of islands. Crete, possibly some other
like
islands.
Like Santorini or Mykonos or something.
Maybe some of the less
Rhodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the kids have been exposed to Greece and Athens through Kiki's Big Adventures in Athens.
One of their favorite books.
So it sounds like you took the kids abroad a couple years ago. Sounds like you guys are big travelers. What do you think are the benefits of taking the kids to places like you did this summer?
Oh, I definitely see lots of benefits to help them realize this is a much bigger world. This bubble we live in Northern Virginia is not the end all be all. We love to see the more laid back approach to life, to enjoying life more, to the different cultures are so fascinating to me. Family is a very big deal in Europe, and I loved observing that. I think my children learn and grow and become more patient, understanding of different cultures once we travel.
Now, let's hear from the kids for their favorites. Miss Emmeline here with me. Amanda was just telling me, Mom was telling me all about the fabulous trip you had this summer, right?
Yes.
You hit Portugal.
And Spain.
So, okay, tell me what your favorite part of the trip was.
It's probably the same thing, like kayaking on the water. It's clear. You can, like, see down the fish, like,
really?
Swimming. And into the caves that had, like, names and stories.
Yeah.
The only one I remember was the kitchen and the living room. I don't remember any other ones, but they were all pretty small, so my dad had to duck down, but and Beckett could just sit up.
That's cool. So that was your favorite part?
Yeah.
And you had good weather, right?
Yeah, it was very sunny.
Not too hot?
No. Well, it got hot at times, but okay. Mostly it was like perfect weather.
Well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. And wow, Greece, that's going to be cool. Yeah. You excited about that one?
Yeah.
All right. Can't wait to hear about that trip too.
Last but not least, Beckett's favorites and his words of wisdom.
Hi, Beckett. So it sounds like you guys had an awesome trip.
Yes.
What was your favorite part?
I thought in Lagos, when we were going on kayak and went to caves, and that then we went to a small beach.
It sounds like you had some good meals when you were there.
Yes.
What did you eat a lot of?
I ate a lot of steak.
Steak, right? Cool.
Steak is really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Any other tip? How do you feel about traveling
never
abroad?
Never rent a house with no reviews.
Pro tip. I like it. That's a good one.
So fun to take a quick trip to Portugal and Spain with Amanda and the kids. I've definitely added Sintra and Seville to my travel wish list. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for more on the specific resources Amanda talked about and links you can check out. Thank you. Grazie. Gracias. Merci. Mahalo. Dankjewel. For joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Our website has tons more for you to explore, and we look forward to traveling together on the next episode. Adventure awaits!